I just kind of pick a spot where I think we're good to go, and then we kind of go for it. But
yeah, it seems like your entire life.
How long
life.
Have you been doing comedy, Claire?
Oh, that's such a hard question to answer, because I moved here for theater, so it's like I did comedic acting.
Okay.
You know,
oh, really?
So, yeah, so I had like a weird journey.
Usually I can...
suss out an actor.
Exactly. I can
yeah, it's weird because our guest today, Claire Sunbeam, local Chicago comedian, is actually cool and enjoyable, unlike actors.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Thank you.
Everyone who's in theater. Yeah, everyone who. But you could tell, like, theater, it's almost like someone who's addicted to heroin. You could just tell. You
well,
could
the
feel
musical theater kids are just.
Those
oh
are.
Oh, my God.
That's a because it's everything they do. People say this about some comedians. I don't think it's true for most. That they're very performative about literally everything they do.
Yeah.
They're like, I went for coffee today. Like, every. single thing they do is a goddamn thing, and you're like, just chill out.
It's because they're it's all
they're insecure.
You know, their friends are like that too, so they like.
This is the you ever go do a show at an improv club and like you're in the corner? Oh, I'm saying this like it's a relatable thing. You ever do a show at an improv club and you're in the corner bitterly drinking a beer because you're fundamentally unhappy?
We've done those rooms,
right.
Though,
but you do, and then the improvers, they're like dancing to pop music. They're like, I love life, and you're just in the corner like, I hope someone has fucking Xanax afterward. Like you just you're like hate yourself. Like that's like that's what they're like, dude. They're like these weird. Little, they pay for friends.
That fucking.
That's what a play is. Is a bunch of friends you have to hang out with for a couple weeks. Like there's something.
Did you do theater?
No.
Okay.
I didn't believe in myself. It's like we all. I think we're both creative people. Like we wanted to, but I was too bitter to do theater in high school.
Oh, I was such a theater kid.
Oh, I looked at because it's like I wanted to do comedy and like be in front of people. When I looked at theater, I was just like, these fuck. I was like getting high in the woods.
I think it's so random that I do stand up now.
Yeah. Well, what was your favorite role when you were in theater?
You're not gonna know it.
That's okay.
It's from a Commedia dell'arte play, which is like classical Italian comedy. The Venetian Twins.
I have seen that.
Oh, Venetian Twins. Okay.
Where the I've seen that play. Where there's like a traveler comes into a house and falls in love with one, and then they like swoop.
Yeah, so I did not like a modern adaptation, but I did an adaptation of it. Like the language was the same, but it was set in Chicago. And I played I played Bargella, which is typically a male role. It's the police officer that's like trying to figure out whatever. They switched it to a female role.
So I
played it like a big dyke.
Yeah.
And it was so fun. And that's, I feel like the first time that I was like, okay, I really want to do comedy. Because I always liked comedy, but that was. Do you know what Commedia dell'arte is?
I don't.
Actually, as comedians, I feel like you both should look into it. It's kind of like the...
Oh, okay.
You seem so interested in that.
It's not going to happen.
I'm sorry. My
You're not.
No, I'll read. I won't get fucked up and watch HBO. I'll read a book. I don't care if it's in Italian.
I
love it.
I want to autofill. That's my mode whenever I'm talking to like a significant other's parents. They say something to you and you're like, oh, okay. That's just like my default when I say a conversation. I have like I don't care about what you just said at all, but I need a response. Oh, okay, yeah.
But I do know that play. I've seen.
You've never heard of Alazzi, Italian
Lazzi. Alazzi.
As stand up comics, I think you both should look this up.
I watched a very great Italian drama called The Sopranos, which also has funny moments.
Okay,
so I'm very educated on the culture.
Well, Lazzi is like the where a bit came from in terms of comedy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like the Italian, how they made like the measures in music. Is that, it's kind of like
a bit. Yeah, it's like the breakdown of like a bit
that they would do.
I don't know why I feel weirdly defensive right now. I'm like, don't you tell me fucking jokes came from the Italians, goddammit. Fucking George Carlin, Sam Kinison, fucking Americans, man. It's Richard Pryor. He made jokes, goddammit.
All my Carlarte. It's a goddamn bit's a bit.
That's good.
Yeah, me lighting my farts on fire at a dive bar. That's where bits came from.
That's Cumalarte. That's Cumalarte for me.
That's where comedy came from, brother.
So.
I feel like I came in here too smart for this.
You did. It's a dumb
cast.
You
know, I'm actually. Yeah, that's not true. We're smarter than we give ourselves credit for.
Well,
I didn't
know what she was talking about. In fact, I already forgot what's the word for it again.
Commedia dell'arte.
Thank you.
That's just Italian for who cares. That doesn't matter. but you know, yeah, you might be.
Where did you do that play?
At my college. I went to the Chicago College of Performing Arts.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, Chicago College.
That's like a big-ass theater, right?
The school's very small.
Oh, it is?
Oh, but the theater itself, like the auditorium theater.
I would think, yeah. You did like, that must have been a really big show, right?
Kind of. Are like, you thinking like,
in terms
like,
of audiences? Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, so that was like a solid run of people.
Yeah, how many shows did you do, too?
Oh my God, I can't even remember.
See, that's the other thing. Like, because you know the difference.
Well, because there's like previews and then there's like shows. So we had like previews. I don't know, maybe like 7 shows?
Okay.
I can't even remember. That was like in 2019, my junior year of college.
And that's when you like started getting like, you would get laughs from the lines and stuff.
And and I got to like make up some of my own lines too.
Oh, there you
go. Yeah, because the translation was like some guy that my director knew. So there were a few parts where he was like, Claire, you can make up whatever you want to say.
Okay.
So I had like a lot of fun. That's awesome. Like, making up lines and stuff.
Yeah.
And I had done sketch and improv at that point too. And then I'd taken stand-up class.
She's done it all.
You
took a stand-up class?
I took a stand-up class at Second City.
No.
I got lucky. My teacher was Erica Nicole Clark.
Oh, great.
So she
she's
great.
Dope.
Yeah.
She's dope.
Very funny.
Mm-hmm. And then I did my first stand-up show in summer of 2019.
So pretty recently.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
I did my first show, and then I've just kind of like popped around.
I'm trying to think of how long it was before The Great Quar.
Yeah, I mean
the summer of 2019.
You got about a year and a quarter until it all went to shit.
Well, no, I started in summer of 2019, and then COVID happened in March of 2020, so I had less than a year.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I was
going to
say,
have you ever done basic math? We can't even do fucking...
Listen, I'm sorry.
Do you need a calendar?
I don't know why my immediate defense is like, well, I'm sorry, I've been fucking working all day. I'm working all day to make money to fucking produce this, but like I'm a dad. I'm sorry, after a long day of work, my brain's done.
You guys are drinking beer. Yeah. I'm drinking green juice.
Yeah, if you're drinking your naked juice, take your naked juice. Get out of here.
I'm going to take the biggest shit here ever because of this.
Yeah, take your
we
fucking...
We have a bidet in that bathroom.
Oh my God, when I was walking here from the bus, I was like, I'm either going to have diarrhea here at Comedy Bar.
Enjoy your fucking commie juice, all right? Because real men drink beer after work, then they fuck up time on a podcast, and then they do okay on a show they're booked on later, which is what I'm gonna do today. God damn it.
What show are you doing?
Doing Zadie's at 7:30, which won't matter when this comes out. But
that's awesome.
Yeah. No. But
at 8, I mean.
You feel good about it?
Huh?
You feel good about it?
What are you
excited?
I've been doing comedy for 6 fucking years. I should be performing in front of a paying audience on a Tuesday.
How old are you?
I feel good about it. I'm 25.
Okay.
That's just interviewing me. The podcast. The podcast is off the rails. I want to say.
Yeah, I thought this was about dads.
Yeah.
It is about dads. Do you have a dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to think about it.
What kind of dad was he? Was he like a mad dad? Was he an absent dad? Was he a helicopter dad?
I just want to see how many variations of dad
you have. You saw me reach for helicopter, and you're I know he's got nothing.
I would say my dad was a helicopter dad.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
He was very...
I don't know if we had that many helicopter dads in the pod.
Yes, my dad is so protective.
Because helicopter is close to you. It's very above you all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even people who say they like their dad... Because usually liking your dad, they're not that intense on you. They're
my
like,
dad is, cool. I mean, I went home last week for shows, and my dad didn't want to let me drive to a show because he was like, oh my God, what if you get in a car accident?
Oh, so
and
he just like loves you.
He was like, what if you have to walk from
that
the car
insane.
To the
so he
show?
Loves you,
what if
but
someone
he's insane.
Kidnaps you?
Kind of like me. Yeah. All right, anyway, but... God, that's how I show affection. Yes, I'm at your apartment. God, because I care. What if someone came to you in the night?
It was like anytime I wanted to do anything.
Who else
cool,
is gonna jump on a plane and sneak into your apartment? Come
he'd
on.
He'd like tell me that I would die by doing it if I like wanted to do anything cool.
They always jump to death too. It's always death.
Well,
you're
to be fair,
die.
We don't know what having a baby's like.
Well, he also has like OCD and anxiety.
Ticking boxes over at the Kenyon station.
Yeah.
it's interesting. I'm like, what would that be like? Anyway.
Did he enjoy when you were in plays and stuff? Like, was he involved in that?
Yeah. I mean, he loved coming to plays, but he also is hearing deficient, so he would come up to me and be like, I have no idea what you said, but I really loved
it. Oh, so your dad's deaf?
He's not fully deaf, but he has hearing aids.
Oh, so he's a poser.
Yeah.
He's fake. Yeah. In the deaf community, there's
he wants attention.
He's a fake bitch.
Yeah.
I'll tell
him. Does
he
know any
that.
ASL or no?
No.
So yeah, he's a bitch.
That's the true sign.
I went out with a girl once who was like talking about how she was deaf, right? And from the start of her life, got the hearing implants, very prancy, very privileged. You know what I mean? It's literally like I was born blind and then they fixed your blindness. Deafness?
Like, what's your deal?
Well, I don't own deafness. I'm saying my mom's deaf. She's part of like a real, I'm around like real deafies.
Okay, I never said my dad was deaf. I said he was hard of hearing.
I know.
Are you trying to fight me right now? I'm not trying to
fight you. We're in a different story.
I felt very on guard the second I came in this place. There's so much conflict right
now, dude.
Jesus.
Kenyon's like, let me tell you all the people that I fucking hate, dude.
He's like, fuck your dad. Fuck deaf people. Fuck Commedia dell'arte.
Fuck theater kids, dude. Fuck Italians.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry for being myself on my own podcast.
How can you say fuck Italians in that jacket, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
You look like you fuck Italians in that jacket.
That's the goal. That's what the jacket's on. But, but,
no, but she said she was deaf and she...
She said she was deaf, but then she had,
oh,
like...
Oh, my God. Okay. Had... Sorry, what? Back to your fucking beautiful story.
I don't even want to finish it because of the conflict of involved. But basically, you know, she got hearing plants immediately so she could, like, hear her entire life. So it's just like if you were blind, you were cured of blindness immediately. And you're like, I understand the blind struggle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and the only thing was that she sounded, okay. She's had, like, a bit of a deaf, like, voice. And then when we had sex, it would kind of feel like I was talking. She would say stuff and it would sound like my mom. And I'm like, I can't see you anymore. I was like, this is too close to the mommy son
like,
thing I want to do.
I can't hear you anymore.
Yeah, so. Yeah. The implants gave out at that time. You know?
She was like, I've had no idea what you've said this whole time.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, this is too close to home. I'm sorry. I've came way too quickly and this isn't good for me.
What if you had to sign dirty talk?
That's so funny.
I think I had a joke about that at one point, but I had forgot it. But yeah, I'm sure. I don't know if my dad ever had to do that, but I genuinely don't want to think about that because
yeah,
it makes me sick.
I know, but so, that would be crazy.
Well, you probably, you'd have, yeah, you'd literally
otherwise,
have to do that.
Otherwise, it'd be way too loud because you're like, the kids would hear if she was just like letting loose. You know what I'm saying? While
I don't know. My mom's loud to the point where I'm sure there's just too many other things going on. Or I think my parents just didn't like each other that much through a lot of my life that I just didn't.
Did she date ever?
She dated.
Trying to fuck his mom?
I don't know. I'm trying.
My mom dated my mom dated one other guy in San Francisco. She moved there and she's like 17, but she just said she broke up with him because he lived
no,
like too
far. I mean,
far.
When you were a kid.
Oh, when I was a kid?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about her. I don't relationship life.
Yeah, I don't. I was kind of confused by it too. She dated one other man. Who moved into my brother's room when he moved out of college and then, was staying there.
Okay.
Who was also a deaf guy from Honduras who turns out was having trouble finding work. Now, the reason he was having trouble finding work, boy, was just undocumented. So it's technically illegal for him to have a job.
Yeah.
Makes it a little harder to find a job. So he seemed like a sweet guy and everything. It was just sort of like, you already got problems. You just invited more problems. You already got two broke sons. This is just another broke son. This is just another pathetic man in your house. Really, our house, truly a museum of pathetic men. And I ended up having to cancel went to visit our family for New Year's, and I was visiting Atlanta, and he was supposed to go down to stay with some friends in Miami to find work, but he was scared of taking a megabus because that's where ICE comes for you, apparently.
Okay.
And which isn't, not valid. Insane fair.
No.
You said he was deaf too?
Yeah, he was also deaf. Okay. Yeah, a guy was living a rough. Guy had a tough time.
Yeah, that sounds pretty tough. I can't imagine being, can you imagine being deaf in a different country?
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
I mean,
and then
your own country.
And then ICE apparently.
I don't know. It makes it so much harder that you can't.
Yeah,
can't
and then ICE apparently came to our house, but I wasn't living there, and I guess he answered the door for the dumbest reason, and then I guess he showed him something, and they fucked off, which is weird because he'd always be like, "I have my ID," and it was an expired travel visa from 3 years ago, and I'm like, "Yeah, that's." Yeah, can't do that. And then I had to end up driving him to Miami with my mom, and that's Miss New Year's. Dropped him off, and then had to drive all the way back 20 minutes before I had to be at the airport for my flight.
So you had to drive to Miami from North Carolina all the way back?
I had to drive to Miami from Atlanta and then go all the way back to North Carolina.
All the way. Oh, my
God. So that's
God.
The only other relationship I've had with someone other than my dad is just kind of a helpless person who needs my... men to me are fucked. Men to me are just pathetic people. That's why I don't... I'm never going to have a male therapist. Not that... I don't even like myself, really.
Yeah, we talked about the whole male therapist thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that if you had a gun in my head. Yeah, anyway.
What does your dad do? What is his job?
I've blacked out when you were telling that story.
Yeah.
My dad is a doctor. He's the medical director for a post-acute long-term care facility.
Wow, shit. Helicopter dad. Maybe, yeah, because he's like, he sees what all the things that can go wrong.
And he's very OCD and... his first kid had cancer, so he's just like...
Your dad is like a fucking NCIS show, yeah, basically. Yeah. It's like that cable show, like where it's like he's smart because of the OCD.
Yeah, he can like remember everything except like the names of my friends. Yeah. So.
What's her name?
Yeah. That's such a dad thing to forget, too. Oh, my God. You said he...
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, you brought something.
So I did bring something. So my dad gave this to me in November, and I've been like, oh, I want to, like, show this to someone, but I didn't know where the right
this
place
is perfect.
Was.
This is perfect.
So my dad is really supportive of me doing stand-up. Uh-huh. So he...
God,
this
that's
is just,
weird.
This just kind of shows how mentally ill he is. He's so supportive that he wrote a list of funny things he said. Anytime he said something funny, he'd go to the computer and write it up on a Google Doc.
This is like fucking adorable.
And then he printed it out, and when I went home for Thanksgiving, he read them all to me.
That is so adorable.
And it's just like, when mom serves wild rice, I asked her if we could try tame rice for a change.
Oh,
and he gave this to me.
It's dad joke goldmine,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that's Pete. So just he thought of that, and he's like, gotta write that.
Yes,
it's
he wrote
he's like, he literally rushed the computer. He's like, you wait right there, Karen.
But isn't it so cute that he like printed it out?
No,
and like I'm really excited.
Show it to the viewers.
So it's his list of jokes to help me.
The bullet pointed, and it has a little header on it, like it's a college essay.
But see, I look at this, and I'm like, why do you do stand up? Like your dad loves you. Like I don't get it. You know what I mean? Like it's like if a stripper was like, yeah, my dad thought of all the creative things I could wear. And you're like, you clearly have love and support at home. Why are you chasing it on stage?
He was so excited for me to do this podcast, too.
Get out of here.
I was like, can I go on a podcast and talk about how mentally ill you are? And he was like, if that's what you want.
Oh, so your dad's a simp.
Yeah. he loves me.
Yeah, dude. God.
I think that's what dads are supposed to be to their kids. It's a fucked up way to look at it, but they're supposed to be simps for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're supposed to, like,
they're not
always...
supposed to dom us. Yeah. That's unhealthy.
Yeah, yeah.
My
your
dad's a
dom,
dude.
Oh, really?
My dad's avoided. My dad's off doing his own. My dad's a crazy girl who you fuck once, she says you love you, and then you never see him again. And then every now and again, she pops up like at your door and is like, what? We had something special. And you're like, what? You hurt me.
I think
anyway.
I told you this, but one of my favorite jokes ever is the one you have about your dad at the movie theaters.
Yeah.
And I quote it all the time where he's like, names! I want names!
Yeah, that was well, see, I can't take credit for that line because he wrote that in when
real
he said
time.
That. Yeah, that's just me recanting a memory. Yeah. So... But.
If Kenyon's dad sent him one of these, it would be 400 pages long, oh, and it would be about some bitch at the gas station that didn't give him the right change.
That's quite literally, it would just be like, he's like, we need to watch out, they're coming into it. We're not going to hear from me for a while now.
Yeah.
Going underground.
Does he know you do stand-up?
Yeah, and he's getting a little closer to the cast every day.
I don't know what that means.
Because the other, well, I talked to Nick about this off-pod, I don't think I talked about on-pod, but he fucking called me. And it was just like, well, I saw some of your videos the other day. And I was just like, yeah, I've been doing stand-up for 6 years. Kind of not that crazy. You finally checked what your son is up to or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then and he's just like, you know, that therapy joke you have where you said I wasn't there for you? I was just like, I was like, yeah, it's based on a true experience. And he's just like, yeah, okay. And then he's just like, yeah, and then your other jokes, he's just kind of, and then he was like, well, I'm going to flag it for... character defamement. That's what he said. That's
oh my God.
And I said, literally, I was like, I think you could only do that if it's not true.
That's so crazy.
So that's like the back and forth I had with my dad. But you just, you know.
Your dad flagged your video?
I'm surprised he even knows how to work Instagram.
No, that's the reason I don't care about anything I put out. A, because it's my goddamn life. I'm going to talk about it. B, because I'm like, you don't go on the internet because you're so paranoid of everything that the time you do find it, it's just going to be, you know, what are you even going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to say that didn't happen? I poured popcorn on that woman's head because, goddamn, like it's like yeah, it was insane.
You did it in front of me. I own it.
Man. Yeah, that's how that works. You fucking dingus. Like
that's how, dude. I got Instagram beef from one of my high school bullies.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Because I made this silly video, like, because I'm doing comedy in Minneapolis this weekend.
Good for you.
And I thank you. I made this silly video where I was like, all these guys from high school should come out. And I said this guy made me eat a peanut butter cup that he put up my ass. Now, that is a stretch of what I remember happening. Mm-hmm. He made me eat something. I can't remember.
Well, didn't say it by name, did you?
Yes, I did. First and
last. Yeah, I look Cards like, well, you didn't do what I... I hope, like, the obvious thing.
Right? I called him out by name.
Yeah.
But it was, like, a funny video. It was good intentions. Anyway, he got super pissed off and was like, I'm a Marine fighting for your comedic life.
And he
I was
said
like,
that?
Yes. And I was like, first of all, if you're fighting for my comedic life,
you're a
I
Marine,
made...
like, not you're on the Navy.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Isn't our Marines like lower rank?
No, oh. Marines are like pretty, the baddest pretty of the high, badasses, yeah. I think.
Okay. Yeah, they're the ones we said to send the kill the toughest kids in the Middle East. Those are the ones where we see that like a buff 14-year-old and we're like, we're coming for you, dude.
There's like Marines and then there's the SEAL Team 6 or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, wait, so what did he say?
I don't know. He said, I'm fighting for your comedic life to continue, which is such a funny thing to say to me because I made $400 in comedy last year. It's like, fight a little harder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's fucking use a more powerful weapon. So, Claire, your dad was kind of a helicopter.
Yes.
Did he ever, like, embarrass you in, like, in a big way?
All the time. Well, my dad's, like, super socially inept. Like, he just doesn't really
read social cues
that well. Uh-huh. So we would fight all the time because he would, like, drop me off for high school and be, like, blasting ABBA as loud as he possibly could.
Man, God bless your mother. he just must be a really sensitive, caring guy, right?
Yeah. But he doesn't understand. I remember, like, once in high school, like, a bunch of my hair was falling out because I was so stressed and I was, like, crying about it. And he was like, oh, I know. Why don't you just start wearing swimming caps? And he was like totally fucking serious. And it was just...
Oh, so
just...
your dad is... He's also just dumb. He's just a dumb person.
It's just shit like...
You're like, yeah, he has OCD. I'm like, no, he's stupid. That's a stupid thing to say. You imagine your TJ... What if you did that? You'd be insane. You should be committed if you're a teenager. Oh, just start wearing skin cap. Yeah, that'll take attention away. Just a girl wearing a swim cap at all hours of school.
Alien.
Yeah.
Just an
what do you have this for? Oh, so they can't read my thoughts. You
that's
imagine?
What dads
my,
do,
say, my hand, my hair's falling out. Do you have cancer? Nope. Just probably trauma.
That's so fucking funny.
My dad used to give my sister the worst advice on anything.
You said your dad was mean.
He's like, be a man.
He's a British. He was a very angry British guy, and he just didn't take any shit. And he got so annoyed with anything that wasn't what he wanted to talk about. So if ever my sister like brought drama inside, he would go, first of all, fuck off. First of all, fuck off and tell them to fuck off. That was his whole conversation.
What? That's why does awesome. That feel like a motivational speech? Why doesn't your dad powers. Have a book that's like,
he's kind
of
right.
Your dad should have a book called like Two Steps. He's like, first of all, when you're angry at others, fuck off. Second, tell them to fuck off. Like, and then everyone in the amphitheater is like, "What? He saved my! I was gonna kill
Tony
myself."
Robbins,
and then I told my depression to fuck off. And then I told my partner who wasn't respecting me to fuck off. Like, that's.
Yeah, I don't know why you're complaining. That's
yeah,
like,
that's
kind of
like,
awesome.
I'm sorry. I just heard that advice and I was like,
I felt empowered.
Yeah, dude. I was just
I felt
like,
empowered, and I felt sexually turned on.
I was about to hit Nick with his microphone. Yeah, fuck off. Been disrespected for too long.
It does sound like something somebody with like a mic that just is attached to
the
ear
it's
would say.
Your dad is an influencer.
Yeah, he's Tony Robbins. He's
your
the
dad,
British.
If your
Tony
dad
Robbins.
Was Tony Robbins, I'd be
is your
front
dad
center.
Hot? Your dad sounds
my
hot.
My dad, according to my girlfriend, is hot.
Cool.
That's a tough thing to admit,
is
right?
Your dad
like my
hot?
Mom. No, my
yeah,
dad's
it's
hideous.
Awful, it's an awful
my
thing
mom,
to say on this
my
podcast.
Mom, people have said is hot, and I don't like that at all. I don't like that even a little bit.
You're what?
Your mom.
People have
hot?
Said that is my mom's.
Who
hot.
Says your mom's hot?
People I've never met your mother.
Yeah, not a lot,
he's
but
like,
people
nah,
have
I
seen,
want to.
I don't know, some friends, have, not even, like, people have said, like, oh, your mom's hot, and I'm like, what's,
can
how
I
about
see
you
a picture
kill
of her?
Sure.
Can I decide?
Oh, there we go, that's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my phone's, you know, this is, there's a lot of pressure.
Okay, all right.
I'll turn it on, we'll come back to it, we'll come back to
she
it.
She called you before the hot. Podcast, too.
Yeah, well, that's what I do with hot women, you know? Norm. But
we are ready to wrap up, though, if you guys,
okay, well,
if you have anything you want to plug before we head out.
Other than your butt with a dick.
There we go. That's theater school for you. We got some quality high level prof coming there. Really ready to go.
I think I've said that exact thing to you before.
Just you've aggressively called me gay and a slut quite a bit to my face. To the point where you're like, we have the dynamic of a bit of a high school bully.
In my defense, you dress like that.
What can I say?
Yeah. I don't know. He looks all right. It's a lot of white. Even
yeah,
the socks,
he looks
too.
Gay.
Duality.
It's yeah. not bad. Yeah, yeah. You look gay.
Women are into gay guys. It's like, hey, what if a guy who was sensitive and had good fashion taste wasn't gay?
Yeah.
Ta-da.
And didn't want to fuck you. That'd be
great. Claire, do you have anything you want to plug before we head out?
At this point, no.
No?
Nope.
Anytime I plug a show, one of the other shows I run, it gets mad that I didn't plug that show.
What if you say all the shows?
It's like six.
Literally
oh
say
my God, you produce six shows?
I produce six shows.
That's insane.
Say the six shows. Okay.
Comedy for Causes at the Lincoln Lodge.
Hell yeah.
On last Saturday of the month.
Great.
No Gimmicks Needed, first Friday of the month at Lincoln Lodge.
Great time. Wow.
Six and Stones at the Lincoln Lodge, alternating Thursdays. Late Night Dynamite at Cafe Mustache, I think the second Thursday of the month.
Cafe Mustache.
Slice of Comedy at Salerno's Pizza, the second Sunday of the month. The Irish Oak Mic, and we're bringing the showcase back.
Great.
So, and then the Annoyance Open Mic every Friday, and I feel like I'm missing one. I'll just say those.
Well, it's a shitload. We'll go to some
That's
of Claire's shows
do,
because they're at the
fucking
work. I just
can't
work.
Say no to people.
I can't yeah. say no.
Hey, yeah, yeah. there he one. Is. You're gay too.
Yeah.
Here he is.
Well, but yeah,
thank you
go to
for
those
doing
shows.
It, Claire.
Go to the fucking
to
Lincoln
Lodge.
Lodge. You know,
go to the fucking Lincoln Lodge. It sounds like you do a lot of shit there too. So it fucking
I do be shitting
works
there.
Out.
Yeah, go to Lincoln Lodge. Fucking seven nights
go
a week.
To the
great
Patreon,
company.
Bro.
We need the Patreon.
We're churning out.
We're
the
fucking.
Patreon.
We're coming at a point. We're starting to break even on this shit, and boy, is that a sad sentence to be excited about.
We gotta put on a little bit more numbers on the Patreon, though.
We need things
and
to start happening.
And the content's spicy.
We're putting out some fire.
I'm glad it's behind a fire or a firewall, a paywall, to be honest.
Yeah, to be honest, if more people join, that might be the end of our career.
It's kind of a yin-yang.
Like, I wanna promote the Patreon, but I also don't, because people. I'm gonna start getting a lot of phone calls. Like, you said what in a public platform? The amount of things I've wildly admitted on podcasts in my life, it's quite insane.
Quite insane. Well, yeah. Claire, thanks again for doing it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.